My next guests are also my former colleagues back in the Philippines at Navitaire, just like Abby. They were instrumental in me landing my first Canadian job, and I am forever grateful for them. I'd like to welcome Louie and Jamie Evangelista to the pod. Thanks again for accepting my invitation.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. I'll just take this time to ask you guys to maybe do a quick introduction of yourselves before we get into your immigrant journey.
Who's first? Me. So hi, I'm Jamie Evangelista. So I'm a mom of a 11-year-old kid. I've been in the IT industry for more than 15 years. So more in the software development, just like Ryan.
Yeah, so me, I'm Louie Evangelista. I've been in the IT industry for like 19 years. And yeah, that's a lot of years. So yeah, IT professional here in Montreal. I used to be a realtor in the Philippines on side with my IT professional career.
19 years. Yeah, I don't want to get to how many years I've been in the industry. I'm way older than these guys, but no, really, what I wanted to learn from you guys today was, you know, your journey to Canada, because when you came to Canada about 6-7 years ago, you went through a specific pathway that I think it's still available to a very few these days, but it's very rare. So maybe you can tell me more about it. What is the pathway? How did that come about for you guys?
No, I think it's destiny for us. So to tell you the background about this is, while I was studying to become a realtor in the Philippines, I was studying at AIM. Mm-hmm. And so AIM being an international like destination for seminar conferences, while I was studying, the room beside us was like an information session about Canada. So I was just like, when I went to the bathroom and like try to move out, and then saw the other room, what's this room? So it's like I just so curious that I asked, what's this all about? So I checked, and there was a poster, took a picture, sent it to Jamie, and then told Jamie, hey Jamie, can you check if this is legit? Well, not thinking that no, AIM will always invite legit, right? Legit corporations. So yeah, so Jamie checked, and it was the province of New Brunswick trying to showcase the province. Like, if you want to know more about the province, and they're telling you like all the history, the culture, what New Brunswick is all about. So yeah, Jamie signed up for that session, and that got the ball rolling. As an alternate story, actually, is that if we didn't find that particular path, I would have been. I would have studied in Alberta and still continued to move to Canada. So yeah.
Oh, so Canada was always in the plans, but this whole seminar just kind of accelerated it. Is that how it was?
Yeah, it accelerated everything.
But before Ryan, at first when Louie told me about that information session, I was very hesitant because before we were scammed because we were planning to pursue Australia. So when he told me about it, here we go again. So I was very hesitant to attend that information session because, you know, we had that previous experience before.
Yeah.
But still, the next day, when I went to that information session, it was a Monday, I remember. It was the last day of the information session of New Brunswick. So I attended that. They said that I need to sign the like a certain paper for attendance. Give me that attendance paper. I will sign it. So that's very, you know, the points for that, I think it's very valuable. You need to really attend the
points.
Information session.
That was 600 points for the signature. Oh, man. Oh, Dick. Oh.
Maybe that paper, where is it? Yeah. You need to sign my name. I need to print it very well so they can recognize my handwriting. So,
so how fast was that? Because I know the pathway. I was asking Louie about this. So the pathway is PR upon landing, right? But how long was the process? What did you have to submit and all that fun stuff?
It took us 11 months, the total processing. So it started what, January, February, right? And then we got our permanent resident like in the passport. Yeah, confirmation November.
Oh wow. So you already got, so it's already confirmed on the passport that you're a PR.
Before leaving the Philippines.
That's so awesome. Well, you know, just because it's so rare nowadays, right? So, yeah, maybe it's written in the stars, like Louis mentioned. I guess my question now is, I'm going to fast track just because I think, well, there are two lessons already there, right? It's be careful because you might get scammed, but at the same time, hey, still be open to the idea. But the pathway is kind of no longer available. Am I correct to say that, or have you seen anything else that's close to that pathway?
I think the pathway is still available because New Brunswick still goes to different countries. I think they stopped it for a bit the past 3 years, like recruitment events, because with COVID, what's happened with COVID. Right. So I think people should just try to check if there are road shows that are happening. But I think it's more focused now on the profession. Back then, it's also a focused roadshow, IT professionals, healthcare, accounting. So those were the targeted professions. So if your NOC was a match, you have a better chance of getting invite. I think they're doing roadshows. I think there's one coming to the Philippines this year, and it's targeted for the nursing industry, healthcare.
Oh, okay. I did see something like that on Tambayan or Samongton or something, the Facebook group. Yeah. So maybe join those groups. You'll get those information. Then I'll put the link to the New Brunswick website. That would be good for people. Now, my question, New Brunswick, honestly speaking, before I came here, before I talked to you guys, I did not know of New Brunswick. So what was the move like for you? I mean, coming from Manila, I mean, come on, you know, it's a wonderful place, but it's totally different from Manila. So how was the move for your family?
We arrived, what, 2 a.m., 3 a.m.? Our flight was delayed at that time. There was this family who helped us, picked us up from the airport and drove us to the motel. So it was very dark. So we're seeing like no traffic. Okay, it was very cold. It was March.
Oh no.
I think so I think it was like minus 30. And I was happy to see Dairy Queen in along Champlain Road. But yeah, it was a unique, very unique experience, especially during that time. But I kind of expected it, having experience in Salt Lake. But right. Certainly the town feels that like the old towns surrounding Utah. I could relate. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it kind of prepared me for it. But yeah, Moncton is a very unique place to live in, especially during that time.
Yeah, because I hear the city has grown a lot since you guys came here. You know, it's kind of packed nowadays, but I still feel like this is really small town. But they say this is actually a grown Moncton already. It's like, okay, I wonder how that was 6 years ago. Tell me about it was a unique experience, but were there any challenges or painful experiences just making the move out here?
So I think first you have to know, Ryan, that we booked round trip tickets going to Canada. We were ready
really?
To go back. yeah. So yeah, we were ready to come back, and we were so we also need family support. I have my aunt come over with us, just to make sure everything is like settled, because moving to a place with really literally no one, right? And so that's why we're happy with the Magma community, the volunteers in Magma, and also the pre-arrival services that we had. So if you were given a permanent residence outside of Canada, there are a lot of pre-arrival services. Actually, you can only sign up for one and you're going to be okay. I think I signed up for five. 5 pre-arrivals.
Just to be sure.
Just to be sure that we are prepared. So there's SOPA for in Atlanta, Canada. There's the pre-arrival in Makati. And the good thing with face-to-face pre-arrival in the Philippines is that you get to meet people that are migrating and you're from different provinces, and then you'll meet them. Oh, where's New Brunswick? Where's Saskatchewan? Where's Manitoba? So like, because a different multiple individuals are there. So. Mm. But yeah, our arrival is challenging.
That's challenging because we don't have permanent family support, so we're adjusting like from the weather to the school system to the healthcare, what needs to be done. But yeah, there's some pre-arrival programs. I think immigrants should take advantage of it so they'll not feel so lost. At least they have the structure, the baseline on what to do when you arrive.
Right. But this pre-arrival, so you mentioned, is it only available to those who are PR upon arrival, or is it open to most newcomers?
Pre-arrival is offered inside and outside Canada.
Ah.
So once you become PR, you can also avail for that service.
Okay. Oh, okay. So once you become PR. Okay.
Once you become a PR, and then yeah, you can take advantage of it, even if you're outside Canada, from drafting your resume, all of those settling housing. So
they also have employment referrals, right? Yeah, they give employment referrals. If you're outside Canada and you get a visa for PR, they'll prepare your resume. They're gonna provide job referrals. I even took the food preparation course. That is like, it's like I get a Canadian certificate for food preparation course through the pre-arrival program. It was worth like $5,000, so I took it.
Oh, but you got it for free because it was part of the program. That's nice.
yes.
You know, what I love about that is, you know, you were in the IT industry, you had lots of experience even before coming here, but you were pretty much preparing yourself for anything. And I think that's a lesson to be learned for a lot of people, because we cannot expect that it will be easy. We hope it will be, but you never know what's going to happen, right? Are you going to be in the same career or not, the same industry? But yeah, kudos to you for taking that course. How long did that take you? I'm just curious.
I think it was at least 10 days. It was long.
Yeah. Especially if that's not something you've ever done before. That's going to be tough, man.
Yeah, and there's an exam after each module, so
you need to pay attention.
yeah, it's not just, you know, something you take online
next,
and then you
next
just...
next.
Next. I know the feeling. I want to get back to the volunteer program, because I know you guys are also involved in that. And, you know, I know when I came in, I bugged you guys to kind of help me like apply and all that stuff. And you were telling me about some volunteer programs. Do you want to talk about that in case people are, you know, curious and they need help, or, you know, what kind of help that they can get from those volunteer programs?
Yep. So it started when we take advantage of the pre-arrival program. So I took advantage of it. A mentor was assigned to me to review my resume, my cover letter, provide tips on job hunting, and, you know, all those interview tips as well. So the resume that we used to have in the Philippines, like 10 pages, 5 pages, the more, you're more... they feel that the more pages, the more it looks like you're more accomplished. But here in Canada, the max is, I think, 2 pages, because recruiters spend, 3 to 4 seconds browsing your resume. So that's why my mentor, Veronica, told me to make my resume more concise. So so that's where it started. And then as we settled, I got work. My daughter already had this settled in school, so I reflected on how I can better help the community. So I volunteered as well to be a mentor to new immigrants.
So what was this volunteer program?
JVS Toronto. Sir, it's a matching program that helps immigrants. So most of the time, I'm being matched to IT professionals who will be landing soon in New Brunswick. So there's this online platform. First, it's like 6 weeks, I think 6 to 8 weeks of mentorship. So there's a discussion board. They will be the mentee will be the one who will be driving that mentoring program. They'll ask questions and you can do whatever you want. Like you can also do like face-to-face or you can do like virtual consultation, but the main platform is the discussion board.
Nice. So JVS Toronto, but it's not just for Toronto folks, right? It's open to... Okay. Just want to be clear on that. And, you know, I was actually looking into that, but since you already helped me find the job, I'm like, okay, I didn't have to go through this mentoring program. So, but again, thank you so much. It was 2 months to find a job, and, you know, it was through your referral. So again, I'll keep thanking you guys for that. You know, we talked about the pains and the challenges. I also want to know about, I guess, the joys, the opportunities, the success, the stories that you've had moving, because I don't want to discourage people from migrating, right? We're just saying it's difficult, but there are definitely some joys and some advantages of immigrating to Canada. Do you guys want to talk about that experience for you?
One of the joys, the quality of life. So instead of spending hours in traffic, so we get to spend the time here, with our daughter, with our family, doing family activities. So that's one of the joys that we're enjoying in this, Immigrant Chronicles.
Yeah, nice. Love it.
Yeah. How about you, Louis?
Oh, can we discuss politics here?
Just kidding. That's gonna be a long story, man. We should have another series for that. Oh yeah.
When we arrived, we really like those things that we take for granted, like the fresh air, clean water. It's just the basic, and having more time. Actually, before moving here, like I have two mentors that have opposing views of moving here. So basically, one was saying that you're settled here in the Philippines. I mean, you have financially, you're stable. Everything's looking good. You can pay for your medical expense. You can pay for your own. Why move? I mean, you'll be paying less taxes here, and you'll be earning more. And then another one was saying that, you got the opportunity, just try it.
Right.
Just said, just try it. If you don't like it, you can go back, but just try it. Like, that's an opportunity, take it. So, yeah, I took it and I never looked back.
There you go. Yeah. If you don't like it, you have your round trip ticket. No, but I love that. I think it's super true how, you know, the traffic, it's amazing how much time and how it changes the quality of life. But no, thanks for that. I think, you know, that's kind of important for people to understand what you can get out of it and what you prioritize, right? Like you said, you guys had a pretty good life in the Philippines, but the quality of life is kind of different when you're here.
Yeah, I call Louis a weekend dad before because we only see him on weekends. He leaves the house, what time? 6:30, 7, goes back home 10 p.m., 11, from Monday to Friday. So we just see him like weekend. So I call him the weekend dad.
Yeah, true. No fault too, right? Because that was just the reality in the Philippines.
Yeah, that's true. You leave home, your daughter is sleeping, you get home, she's still sleeping. And that really hit me hard. Especially like the first 4 years that my daughter was growing up. I was not a hands-on. Like what Jamie said, I was just there for the weekends. So moving here was challenging because No, you have to be hands-on. You have to learn what you haven't learned the past 4 years. So it's not just like earning and all that, providing for your family. Now you have to do the things at home. Right.
So, yeah. It's good, but also it's challenging. You're right. I mean, if you've never done, you know, those things before, right? Because you were stuck in traffic.
Yeah, it's what like what can you do? But then I was trying to think, be careful what you wish for.
Oh, trust me, man. I have not done so much laundry and, you know, cooked my own food as much as I have in the past few months. But, you know, there's always an exchange, right, for that life that you want. I want to ask you guys for just maybe final tips or some words of advice that you might want to give people who are planning to move to Canada. I mean, maybe just, you know, people who are immigrating in general. Any tips or advice that you would want to give to them?
For me, look before you leap. Do some research. Check if it's a better fit for you in terms of, you know, the weather, the lifestyle, the healthcare. So does it meet the needs of the family?
Right.
That's my advice.
Yeah, for me, it's good that now there are lots of YouTube videos, like podcasts that you could refer to. So that really helps. And before, there's I hardly see a video about Moncton. But, you know, there are some places
during our time.
Yeah, like how does it look like? My only reference was Google Maps, right? And finding an apartment before, you just use Google Street View and you try to look for an apartment through. Then that's how we got our apartment before, through Google Street View.
Wow.
But yeah, so be prepared. There's a lot of resources for pre-arrival that's available. So you know, you could research the different websites, but Immigration Canada usually has all the support that you need for pre-arrival, settling in, and you know, try to also look for testimonies on the process. I think that's how our journey was. And but luckily during our time, there was also a blogger that documented the same path that we were doing, and we were checking it monthly, and she was posting all the dates there, and when
the
they
timeline.
Got the invite, the timelines, like we're exactly almost like 3 months behind. We're just 3 months behind, and they're getting there, and that was a good experience.
Oh, cool. So again, yeah, thanks for that. I think that's really the lesson for everybody, right? Understand what you're trying to do and is it a fit for you? And also make use of all the resources that's available. Like you said, you didn't have a lot, but you made the most out of it. Again, thank you for your time. Thank you for all your help. I'm for sure going to ask you guys to come back here soon because, you know, you've helped a lot of people already and I'm sure you'll help some more. In their immigration journey. Thanks so much, Louis. Thanks so much, Jamie. And talk to you all soon.
You're very welcome.
Very welcome, Ryan. Thank you.